Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, what's up, and welcome to another episode of the Stella Rae Herself podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week, and thank you for all the support, especially on my new Instagram account at Stella Rae Podcast. I finally made a specific account for the podcast to share clips from the podcast and quotes, different mental health tips and tricks, and just more things specifically related to the topics that I discuss on this platform rather than my everyday life. But just wanted to update you guys if you didn't know. And yeah, thank you for all the support. We're almost at 100 followers as of today. So thanks so much to everyone for supporting. And of course, don't forget to share the podcast if you enjoyed it. Take a screenshot, post it on your story, tag me, tag at Celebrate Podcast, and leave a review if you want, subscribe, all that. Let's just do a mental health check-in, okay? Because I don't feel like I'm necessarily going through it, but this week was definitely just weird. I feel like maybe it was the full moon last week. I don't know. So this is a weird time of year for a lot of people. I know the holidays especially can just bring up a lot of, I don't know, stress and unpleasant memories maybe. And maybe you have to deal with unpleasant family members and even just the stress of like even if you don't have any of that, it can still be stressful to just like get everyone's gifts and like maybe you're really busy. And I feel like on top of all of that, we have this new year coming up. And I know for myself, this is definitely a time of year where I'm reflecting on the past year and thinking about how I want this upcoming year to go and everything like that. And while that can be an experience I really enjoy most of the time, sometimes it is really stressful. So this seems like a sidetrack, but it's not. But book alert. I talked about this in my vlog, but I have been reading, probably by the time this podcast goes up, I'll probably finish it tonight. It is the book Ghost Lover by Lisa Tadeo. I read her novel Three Women at the very beginning of this year, and I believe she came out with this book this year. Both of these books have a lot of themes of, I don't know, just things women go through. They're very raw and real. So Three Women was three different stories about three different women, you know, different ages and in different phases of life going through different things. And this book is nine short stories of different women. It's kind of hit or miss. I was talking about it in my vlog, but some of them are a little depressing. And I honestly feel like this is maybe what's put me in a bad mood. I don't know. Not that I've been in like a bad mood, but just like a weird headspace. But something in this book I really liked, I actually posted it on my IG, I took a photo of it. She said, "When a moment is upon you, the best you can do for it is imagine it in the past. Like how a whole weekend with friends will come and go, and mostly you'll be glad when everyone has gone home. But later you'll see pictures of yourselves on a boat in red and blue sweatshirts, smiling and blinking against the September suntanless sun, and you'll think, I must have been happier that day than I thought I was." So just kind of this idea of reflecting on the past. There's also a lot of themes in this book of, you know, getting older as a woman and like having regrets. And again, it's kind of a depressing read. Like a lot of it, there are a few stories that I like and that we're enjoying to read, even maybe some that were a little darker, but they were still good. But some of them were, I just feel like were depressing. But it did definitely get me thinking just about my own life. And I think especially with the full moon as well, just really thinking about things that I need to let go of. And I've told you guys before, this is the first year where I felt, I don't want to say old, but kind of like how time is going by. And just kind of that really like full body realization that you're not going to be young forever. You're not going to even be alive forever. And, you know, time keeps passing low key faster and faster the older you get. So I've been experiencing this really weird feeling of like, oh my God, I'm getting older. Like, I have so many more things I want to do, but then also having anxiety and then also like feeling like I can't really do anything. And I think part of it too is this is the longest I've been at home since I lived here. You know, I've never visited longer than like 2 weeks, you know, at a time. in the past 6 years. I set this whole thing up for myself of coming back home to have this rest and relaxation period and like to low-key be antisocial and like just really focus on myself and the gym and family and like videos, work, etc. And I just feel like I've kind of been feeling this like, oh my god, like I need to do something, like I need to like go somewhere. So I mean, it sounds like ridiculous when I say it out loud, which is low-key a really important part of journaling, you know? It's like my mom used to always tell me when I was little and I would have a bad dream, like, oh, just like saying your dream out loud makes it less scary. And sometimes like you just need to talk something through or journal something out, you know, and you'll feel better. And then it will also just put things into perspective and put things into context. So never underestimate the power of journaling. As I've, you know, done it more and I think just learned more about mental health and like what works for me and stuff, I realize more and more how journaling is not about like, I don't know, dear diary, this is what I did today. But it's more so about the physical exercise in the moment of like, maybe you're really stressed about something or you feel just really emotional about something. Writing it out helps you feel so much better. Like it's like, it puts it out of your brain and onto the paper and you can like let it go. It's really crazy how much it actually works. Because sometimes it's like, oh, journaling, like, I don't care. Like, it's just gonna, you know, it's not gonna affect me tomorrow or in a few days. So why would I write it down? I'm not gonna care to look back on that. Sometimes you might want to look back on it. And also, it's not even necessarily about that. It's about like the physical act of it. Some of y'all probably already know that, but I experienced it again this weekend. So I was like, oh, I'd be forgetting this really works. So anyway, I just had to remind myself like, okay, first of all, you have time. And actually this little paragraph from this book really helped me as well. Because there was that. And then I think while I was editing a vlog, I was thinking about that like, oh my god, I'm gonna look back on this vlog and be like, wow, life was so easy then, you know, I was at home and just like doing wholesome things and like I really could just relax, spend time with family. And it's also weird because this is the first kind of week I've started to, I wouldn't say like miss LA, but definitely kind of felt like, you know, just remembering certain things and like missing specific memories or times. And I had to remind myself like, bro, that was not the reality, you know? And it's so crazy, so often when we are nostalgic about the past or really like remembering something so fondly and maybe to the point where we like miss it and we like regret, I don't know, moving away from that or like just resenting time passing or whatever, even when it gets extreme, it's like that wasn't actually how it was, you know? Because so often like there was a reason I wanted to switch up my environment, you know? And so just like these couple memories that I'm like reminiscing on, bro, that was not my life every day, you know? That was like one day of this month and one day a few months later. And like, I'm just putting together this like aesthetic montage in my head of like how amazing, oh my God, like I just miss like going out to that one place. Like it wasn't even that great IRL, you know? I also specifically remember like kind of going through this during the pandemic, like that summer of 2020, specifically remember being like, bro, I'm gonna like look back on this and romanticize it. So I think that's a really important thing to remind yourself of if you're ever experiencing nostalgia. Did I even say that right? Nostalgia. If you're ever nostalgic about something, that's fine. And I was kind of looking things up about nostalgia and nostalgia. There was kind of mixed things. Some reports said that it brought happiness to people because they could like remember like, oh, if you're nostalgic about like Christmas with your family and then like when it becomes Christmas time you have these happy warm memories. But then it can also make some people depressed because it's like, oh, I don't have that anymore, you know, that's not my life anymore, life was so much better then. So I think it's just important to keep things in perspective. And I again really liked that quote in this book because that is so true. Sometimes, you know, you have to take a step back and be like, bro, I'm going to look back on this. That's also super interesting too, because, and I didn't even plan to talk about this so I don't have like a report cited or something. Have you all ever heard of the thing like, oh, we tend to remember more bad things about the past because that's like our primal brain trying to keep us safe. Like if you think back on your childhood, a lot of people are going to remember bad things about it rather than good things because the like bad things stick out more in our memory. Because it's our brain's way of like protecting us from making them happen again or like preventing them from happening again. But then it's like, so why are we nostalgic? Like, why will I look back on a night where, like, we were at, like, a disgusting little bar and, like, I mean, maybe because you were intoxicated, but, like, you know, and you're like, oh my God, that was, like, the best night. Like, those guys we were with, they were, like, amazing. Why can't every night be like that? But it was actually, like, maybe that's just, like, being drunk. But I don't know, even, like, not memories like that, but sometimes you just have a memory and it's like, okay, I know it wasn't that good, but my brain is just, like, making me miss it and, like, oh my God. Or even, like, a person, bro. Like, you know, you can really just put all of these, like, unrealistic, low-key delusional memories onto a person and, like, oh my God, they were so amazing, like, I miss them so much. And it's like, they were literally just a fuckboy snapchatting you hey at 2 a.m like, bro. So nostalgia, do we love it, do we hate it? Hard to say. I would say the best thing to do is be present in the moment, you know, and just, like I said a couple episodes ago, ride the waves of appreciating the good times, ride the waves of be nostalgic, and just try to remember to bring yourself back to the present moment, because that's all we have is the present. Life is a gift. That's why it's called the present, you know? We're gonna do a whole episode on, like, New Year's, not like New Year's resolutions, but just like New Year's vibes. Like, y'all know the vibes. But I've low-key been wanting to get back into my, like, law of attraction manifestation bag. Because, again, like, this is a time that I set for myself, that I created for myself, of rest, relaxation, reconnecting with myself, with family, taking a break. And so I've really just been trying to imagine how I want, not even necessarily my life to be, I guess that, but mostly how I want to feel summer 2023, you know? And whenever I've been feeling kind of, like, impatient, I guess. Like, I feel like that happens sometimes when I'm back home. Like, even when I have visited in the past, especially around this time of year, again, like the New Year's vibes, it's like, okay, like, I'm gathering these ideas, and, like, it's like a good thing, you know, because you're resting, so you're able, or I'm able to think of ideas and, like, have that space to be imaginative and, like, plan, and, you know, this is how I want things to go, or this is my new, like, idea for a project or whatever. Before it was like, oh my God, I need to get back to my apartment so I can make this happen. And now it's like, bro, I need this to happen. But it's like, you can't get there until you've been here, you know? So you have to, like, go through the process. So just getting back into my manifestation bag, my Abraham Hicks bag, and reminding myself, like, and not, bro, I mean, maybe it's a toxic positivity thing, but I feel like when you have goals, this is, like, very helpful to achieve them. Like, it really is. Imagining the feeling you want to feel once you've accomplished a goal. So this could be a financial goal. This could be, like, a weight, not even necessarily weight loss, but just some sort of, like, gym goal. Could be a weight loss goal, weight gain goal, a relationship goal, again, whatever it may be. Imagining the feeling you want to have once you achieve that, and just trying to feel it now and doing things now that bring you that feeling. So I know for me, like, bro, when I go to the gym and I have, like, some really just popping music playing and I'm, like, hitting those PRs, like, that brings me that good feeling. So just, like, doing more of that. And I feel like that is really important in this time, you know, of winter, and just, like, I don't know, I feel like my life is not super poppin' this time of year, you know? It's very much, again, like, it's the holidays, but just, like, the whole beginning of a new year, like, January, February, March, I feel like is not a poppin' time. It's like a manifesting time. It's like a getting my life together time, preparing for the summer time. You have to start from here to get to there. You can't just jump to there. And doing things in your everyday routine that bring you, I don't know, fulfillment, happiness, just that certain type of feeling. I experience it as a very, like, warm feeling, and I just feel very one in my body, and, like, very, it's like that feeling of just being in the zone, you know, like, you don't even realize time's passing, you just feel very, like, in the flow. And some days it's easier than others. My gym example, bro, sometimes I go to the gym and it fucking sucks, especially if I'm about to start my period. It's horrible. I want to get out of there. Like, today, it was pretty poppin'. I felt in the zone, my music was poppin', and I just felt good. Yeah, so we're accomplishing our goals. I'm in the productive, inspiring, motivational time-lapse era of my life, you know? So just reminding myself of things like that really helps when I'm feeling that impatient, dissatisfied, annoyed feeling, you know? Let's say you want to get a new apartment, you want a new job, you want a partner. Doing things that align yourself with that and make you your best self, you know, the part of you that is your true self, your authentic self, not like a perfect version of yourself, but just like the part of you that is in the flow, in the zone, and like feels good. Again, that's not to say that this is like a, oh, like I never want to feel anything bad or whatever, because bitch, we have tools to do that. My best self, quote unquote, has the tools to get through those things, rides the waves, you know, of life. But if I can actively make time for things that energize me, even if it's like, especially if it's like a mental energize, emotional energize, and things that put me in the zone, bring me to the present moment, like the results are going to show from that, you know? And I just feel like this is such a good time of year to remind ourselves of that, because this is the time that's going to show, you know, next spring, summer, you know? So start working on that dream body, bitch. Start working on, you know, maybe if you want to go back to school, if you want to start a new business, if you want to start your TikTok career, like now's the time to really start. Mercury retrograde is coming up as well, so maybe it's a better time for planning rather than doing, but you know, perfect time for that. So let me know, I guess, what you do for all of that. That was like a lot, but that's just kind of things that have been on my mind the past week, things that I've been experiencing, and I'm sure a lot of you have as well. It's just that time of year. I feel like for a lot of people, we feel like this. So let me know. So
another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Something else I wanted to talk about is something that was kind of relevant to my vlog last week about being lonely. Some freaking incels found my page and were commenting things on my last video, which was about loneliness and community and how to feel less alone and, you know, chronic loneliness versus situational and just like things like that, you know, because bro, it's a normal fucking human emotion that everyone experiences, everyone can experience, whether it is, you know, situational or chronic. And a way to feel less alone about it is to talk about it, because I think loneliness has such a stigma around it for men and women. You know, if you're a lonely woman, it's like, oh no, man wants you, you're an old maid. And then if you're a lonely man, it's like, but you don't have bitches, bro, you know? But not even romantically, you know, just like in life. Like, oh, I'm a loser with no friends. Everyone's on social media having so much fun at their Christmas parties and I'm just like by myself, I didn't get an invite. It's a really bad feeling, you know? So anyway, it wasn't even like crazy. I just bring it up because I think it's like an interesting topic. Like, not because I'm offended trying to like defend myself. Disclaimer. But this guy was like, you're an attractive woman. How could you ever feel lonely? Like, women don't experience loneliness. I think another guy had posted something that was like, I don't see how women could be lonely. They're always in packs at the mall and shopping and at bars. Like, they're always with each other. This is the thing. Loneliness is an emotion, you know? It's something we experience internally. So you could be surrounded by people, you know, as a woman. I could have all these different men around me. I could have all these different women around me as well, all these friends. That doesn't mean you're not, you don't experience loneliness, you know? So that's the first thing. And my mom actually just sent me this article about how you can be surrounded by friends and family and still feel lonely, because it's about emotional vulnerability, you know? So if you were raised in a household where that wasn't something that was valued, you can still experience loneliness around family because, you know, you're not able to be your authentic self. Not all of your emotions are going to be validated. It doesn't feel like a safe space to express your true emotions, and you can't honestly and authentically connect with those people because you can't show up as your true self because it's going to be, you know, shamed or just unaccepted or whatever. But you could still like be around them, you know, or, oh yeah, we're such a tight family. We get together every holiday. That's the true, you know, meaning of being connected, you know? It's not like the amount of people around you or how many guys want me or how many girlfriends I have. It's like, how many people can I be truly authentically myself around? Like, you could have one friend who you can just be completely yourself around, and all of your emotions are valid around this person. You can be honest with them. They see you for who you are. You just feel very, like, very seen. Like, all parts of you are accepted and can show up. You don't have to hide any part of yourself. And you could feel way less lonely than a bitch who has, like, a million friends, a million guys that want her, whatever. Because, again, it's not about, like, the amount of people. So there's that. But then also, I feel like there's a real phenomenon in our society. I'm sure this guy's thing was like, oh, he's been rejected by many women. So he's like, I'm the one feeling alone. Like, I keep getting rejected. Women are obviously not alone. Like, she has a million guys who want her. She's good looking, whatever. So that's like another aspect of it. But yeah, a lot of guys would like to be with me, I'm sure. Actually, I know. But that doesn't mean they want me, like the real authentic me. You know, they just see someone with blonde hair with a certain kind of body type, and that's all they kind of see. Like, oh, I want that. She fits that category, and I want that category. I want that model maker, you know, like, not like supermodel, but like model 09X3. And I've heard it said before, like just because you have a lot of guys that want you doesn't mean they're quality. And I feel like it's so easy to feel so lonely in that, because you, like, yeah, all these guys want you, pursue you, but, like, they're not pursuing you for you. You're not feeling seen. Most of these guys are not willing to or want to be emotionally vulnerable with you. They only want to be with you. Like, yeah, they want to get with you, but an attractive woman is also, like, a status symbol for men, you know? Like, why do you think we see all these beautiful women with ugly ass guys, old men, you know, like, no offense. So same goes with men. You know, the social currency for men is money, status, wealth, power. So that's why you see all these girls after these guys, and, you know, even all these guys after guys like that, like, they're homies. Oh my God, yeah, big bro. Because that's a status symbol. That's like what everyone wants. Every man wants to be like that because that's what's valued in our society. Most women want to be attractive. You know, we all try to fit into these beauty ideals somewhat, to some degree, some more than others, because that is what is going to get us places. That's what's going to be accepted. We're going to, you know, have more opportunities if we present ourselves a certain way. And so you can feel very lonely in that, in either one, because people don't want you, or people don't see you, and actually for the real you. So it all comes down to being seen for your true self and emotional vulnerability, and I think values, you know, it's like, what do you value in a person? Loneliness is a natural human emotion and experience, you know. Like, I don't really think there's a way to avoid it. Like, obviously there's different degrees of it, but I think, you know, you're probably gonna feel lonely at least once in your life, even if you have, like, a good support system and whatever, you know? So the more we can be emotionally mature and available and responsible ourselves, the more likely we are to foster those kind of relationships and feel less lonely and experience less loneliness and feel more connected and ourselves and supported, because we will be getting that back, and we will be able to recognize when we're not getting that back, you know, and when people are not wanting us or seeing us for who we really are. Take that, random man. No, but I just wanted to touch on that because I do think, you know, I just feel like it needs to be said, bro. I think a lot of men do experience loneliness because that's not, like, being emotionally vulnerable is not something that is valued in our society, especially for men. And so a lot of men, like, their friendships are pretty shallow, and, like, they just don't really talk about anything, you know, deep like that with their friends. Like, you know the memes where it's like, my husband went to see his friends, and I'm asking him all these questions, like, oh, when is their baby due? I don't know. What happened with so-and-so? I don't know. It was like, what did you guys even talk about? It's not like women are inherently more, like, apt to being emotionally vulnerable. Those are things we have to learn, you know? Communion by Bell Hooks does a really good job of explaining that, you know, like, women are not inherently more nurturing or emotional or, like, in tune with our emotions. Like, that's something, or, like, more able to love, you know, like that is something we have to learn as well. And there's a lot of women who are really emotionally immature in the world as well, you know. It is more societally accepted for women to express emotions and like to be interested in mental health and like, I don't know, wellness and things like that. So I feel like it is easier for us to access it and access the information and like practice it. But even that, no, like, what was I reading? It was probably a Bell Hooks book, but where she was talking about the more she healed herself and worked on herself and became stronger and, you know, whatever, the less people really liked her, because, you know, it's easier to like somebody when you feel bad for them. Or like, she gave an example of, was it at a university or something? Like the female professor is like, oh my God, they're so strong and successful. It's so sad. They're also an alcoholic and they don't know how to deal with their problems. And they're like, you know, it's like tragic. And it's like, oh, we can feel bad for them. But when someone's like emotionally mature, strong, knows how to deal with shit, it's like, it can be kind of intimidating to someone who's not that or not aligned with that or doesn't want to face their own inner demons, let's be real. And I feel like that's so true in relationships as well. Like, maybe you're one of them, but you know the girls that just always have a boyfriend and they're always like, it's just that vibe of a girl who's always like going through some kind of crisis and like, oh my God, like she needs that man to come and save her. Like, men eat that shit up. Just on that whole subject too, like someone tweeted once, like, how much healing can you really do in a society that does not support things? Like, our society's fucked, so how much healing can we really, like, what is the maximum amount of healing that we can realistically do under these conditions? And that's not, like, an excuse to not work on yourself or, like, get through shit or try to, like, heal. It's also true, ignorance is bliss. So, like, sometimes I wish I just didn't know anything and, like, I could just live life and be a dumb bitch and be, like, fucked over by a guy and, like, wonder why and then, like, move on to the next one and, like, not have to reflect or think about it, but, like, you know, like, I know too much. So anyway, I would love to hear your thoughts on any of that as well. And if you have any good reads for me, whether they be a law of attraction book, I kind of want to get, again, like, back in my manifestation bag. So if you have a good book recommendation that I have not talked about, let me know. And also, if you have any good feminist theory books, let me know as well, because I'm always down to, you know, be more depressed. So I wish I didn't know. Instead, I know. Anyway, my family just got home from walking the dog, so I'm gonna go see what they're up to, but let me know what you want me to talk about in next week's episode. Don't forget to follow the new IG account, join the Discord, and share this podcast if you enjoyed it. Comment down below, like it, etc. And I will talk to you guys in the next video episode. Love you guys. Bye, everyone.